So find a comfortable position, seated, standing, or lying down. And if you're in a chair, you could feel your feet on the ground, flat on the floor, and feel your body weight resting down onto the cushion or the chair, whatever your support is. Oh, let's take some full breaths. Ah. Send the awareness into your feet. We'll visit the feet as anchors first. Feeling the sensations of your feet. See if you can feel the aliveness. Maybe you can feel temperature, heat, or cool. And just feel the contact of the bottoms of your feet with the floor. And if you like, when you're ready, you could bring your awareness to your hands. What do your hands feel like? Feel the sensation of them resting on your leg. When you're ready, bring your awareness into your heart. And imagine that your breath is flowing in and out of your heart. In your heart, let an emotion arise, maybe emotion and a challenging emotion that you experienced maybe this week. Something that was a little uncomfortable, maybe not the something, work at the level that you feel ready to work at today. So maybe it was anger, maybe it was sadness, the anxiety. So pick one. And see if you can take yourself into that experience, whatever it was that happened this week, if you can place yourself back in that situation to tap into that feeling. So there you are at work or at home. You're having a challenging emotion. You're in this situation. See if you can feel that emotion in your body. So as we do this, let's let the details of the situation, whoever else might have been there, or how you wound up with this emotion, let those details, all the story, just fall away and stay with the experience of the emotion. We'll begin the R of RAIN with recognize. Name the emotion. Anxiety. Anxiety. You can try saying, this is what anxiety feels like. or whatever your emotion is. This is what sadness feels like. This messenger is with me. Recognizing the emotion. And then moving on to the A of rain, allow. Can you be with it? Can you allow this sensation right now? Not accentuating it, not minimizing it, allowing it as it is, just for right now. If yes, I can be with it. See if you can place the emotion in your body and feel the physical sensations of that emotion. You notice as you feel this emotion, any part of your body tensing or a temperature change. If you're having trouble locating it in the body, you could check the belly. You could check the chest and heart area. You can check the throat. These are places we often carry emotion. So can I be with this experience just for now? And if no, you can turn to your anchor, your hands or feet, or listening to sound. If you're ready to move on, you can turn to the I, inquire. So feeling this emotion. What is underneath this emotion? What is asking for my attention through this emotion? What does this vulnerable place need? Allowing whatever might arise to arise in response to these questions, keeping the inquiry in the physical body. You can even ask, what is it that I don't want to feel right now? And as you're ready, we'll move on to the N of rain, which is nurture. Whatever came up or didn't come up, now we practice self-compassion. You can try putting a hand on your heart, putting a hand on your cheek. And internally offering some words of gentleness, of kindness. I'm sorry and I love you. Or maybe I'm here. It's okay, I'm here. Or even I see you. Maybe you visualize light or warmth with someone dear to you. Just resting after having done some tender work. Then, as you're ready, you can expand your awareness to feel the whole body, to really invite a sense of relaxation and openness. Take another breath or two here. I'll ring the bell three times, and you can really let the sound of the bell wash over you. As you're ready, you can begin to shift. Ask the body what would feel good for the body right now. Kind of movement, stretching, standing up, shifting. When you're ready, you can look around your space. And eventually, back to our shared screen. And we'll move into our drawing practice from here. So gather up your art material and we will be using, I'll be showing the ink and brush. But also you might like to start with some pencils. It's up to you. We'll begin with whatever our emotional quality is right now. So we always have some kind of emotional quality happening, even if, you know, sometimes it's numbness or empty or kind of blank. And that's fine. Even that can be channeled into mark making. So feel into your emotional quality right now. And imagine that emotional state, whatever that might be, takes on the form of a color. Maybe more than one color. And you can even imagine it flowing from your heart, from your body, out through the arm that you draw with and out onto the paper. So if you feel called to start with pencil, sometimes if there's a you can if there's a lot of energy in the emotion, it might feel really good to really let that emotion out with a lot of active movement. Or sometimes the kind of resistance that a pencil offers will feel good in response to that emotion. Similarly, when feeling really tender, or if the quality of the emotion is really subtle, then you might want to do just a really gentle kind of mark making, or really light. So you're going to start with pencils. You can stay with the pencils for as long as you like. And if you'd like to move into the ink or watercolor, then we can also do that. So similarly, you can feel into the emotional quality. And let that take on a color. And that might feel unnatural to you, the idea of letting an emotion turn into a color. In that case, you can just set that intention. Oh, I'm inviting this emotion into a color, and then see what color springs to mind. Don't let yourself be limited by what are traditional blue for sad, or red for anger, or pink for love. Those are also fine if those show up. Sometimes colors take all different kinds of emotional qualities. So similarly to the pencil of letting the energy come out through the arm, we can do the same thing with the brush. So feeling into the emotional state, and then loading up your brush with the color of your choice. And then I like to let the brush kind of hover for a minute. I put one hand on my heart to feel it. And then maybe it comes out slowly. Oops, get so much more. It might be, the energy of different emotions have different speeds, of course. So it could also be that the if it comes out, we feel it, and then comes out suddenly and it's fast. You might like to change pieces of paper. Can keep building on the same page, or you can change. There can really be a sense of allowing this emotion, this visitor, to come through and really move through the hand and the arm in a way that maybe is really surprising. Maybe you're not, it's like watching someone else move these colors across the page. And one way to access that kind of feeling is to stay really grounded in the physical sensations of the body. So you can feel the paintbrush or the pencil in your hand. And feel your grip. Maybe you can smell the paper or the paint. Maybe you can hear the utensil moving across the paper. We're letting this evolve. And letting it shift as the emotional quality shifts. Like to share another ink and brush or watercolor technique that I've found helpful, and that is to some water on the page first. So I'll have a little bit of pigment on my brush so that you can see it, but let's say we make a shape.